Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. I'm so sorry. I thought I was unmuted. However, I was not. So, You know, we laugh and have fun here, so that starts our laughter off right. So, all of that we will repeat. All right, I'm glad you had the caller says I can hear you now. Very good, very good. We were just talking, going on. We said, what do you believe for today? And we're just believing for goodness and grace. And we are going to let Janelle do our scripture for us today. And then we're going to dive in and do our introductions and start to enjoy ourselves. So whatever you're doing, wherever you're at, I ask you to just relax, get comfortable, get your pen, get your paper, you have your Bible, get your sword. We're going to be reading a very short scripture today. Looks like it's Psalms 119 and 49, and then we will get started. Amen? All right, all right, all right. So let's get this here.
The scripture today is, remember the word to your servant upon which you have caused me to hope.
Hallelujah. Whatever it is that we're going through, whatever it is that we need to go through, we have hope. We have hope. We, even for those right now that are listening or come back through the archives, that you may be in a hospital right now. You may be on your sick bed. I want you to know that there is hope. You can remember the words of God. God's word is true. You can remember the words of God, and you have hope. You have trust. You have love. God is right there with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. I mean, turn his back or talk negative about you or go tell everybody about your weaknesses or the things that you are still working on. He's always there with us. So we believe for that. So thank you, C.C. Winans, for helping us out with that. Believe for it. Amen, amen. All right, well, let's get started with our introduction. We have our topic picked out for tonight. We're going to do that. So, James, I want you to make sure your phone is unmuted now. All right. And Janelle, you're going to be right here with mine. I thank you for the callers again. I want everyone to know that you are welcome to go into the archives, and you can leave comments. You can ask questions. If we can't get back to them tonight, we can definitely reach out at a later time and get in there to them. But I do welcome you into the chat room. And for all the other callers that call in, of course, if you would like to connect or speak, it is an option there that should have displayed for you, telling you what to do. James, I will open up your line so you definitely can speak here. But we're going to get started now. So let's just start right here with our first. Well, they're not guests anymore. This is a part of their youth talk. So this is on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we do the youth blog talk. And so our last Wednesday, we had a wonderful time. And I did a lot of talking, too. They did a lot of talking. And so each Wednesday, you're going to hear less of me and more of them until they can take control of it. And hopefully they can get some of their friends or we can put it out to others to actually call in. And Janelle and James would actually be the host and asking the questions. They would be answering also, but they would be asking the questions of others that call in. So we're going to start right now with Janelle. Just tell me a little bit about your day. And then before we get into our questions, just tell me a little bit about your day and say hello to everyone in Blog Talk Radio Land.
Okay. Hello, everybody. My name is Janelle. I had a good day at school today. I did a lot. I completed work. I did projects. Had fun with my friends. And, yeah.
So what do you want to do? Because you don't, by being a high schooler, you don't actually go outside
for recess or anything, what do? You go to gym and you
play
sports or what?
Well, I do have PE, so we do go in there and play, but our cafeteria, like, seating is kind of outside as well. You know, I go outside to eat.
So it's like a cafe. I can't remember what it was. So I know your dad and your aunt, their school had a court or inside court where they went outside. So the school was built around it. And in the middle was this food court. And it was outdoors. And so they would go out there. And that was pretty cool. They had one of the most beautiful schools, Central High School in Omaha, Nebraska. Very beautiful school.
Mm-hmm.
So Clark has an outdoor eatery also.
Mm-hmm.
Do any kids ever leave campus?
Mm-hmm.
They do.
So there's a Chick-fil-A right across the road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Mr. James, how's it going, brother?
Oh, it's been good.
Okay. Tell me about your day.
Today was good. Just had some good classes. I had athletics today. And it was good.
All right. Well, we're going to jump right into our questions. We were looking for Mr. Arizona himself to call in, but our kids quiz? Okay, definitely. We don't want to interfere with any schoolwork, most definitely. Take the quiz, pass that quiz, most definitely. All right. So last week, do you remember any of the things that we talked about on last week?
Yes. We talked about friends. We talked about, you know, if your friends are good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you choose your friends? We talked about trust as well.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think really loves you? You know, who do you trust in? Like, do they trust in you? All that.
And how do you feel about last week's broadcast, Jane? Did you think about it during the week? Were you excited that you did it?
Yeah, I was very proud of myself to step in front of a podcast.
Amen. And then, of course, we ended it with a group prayer. Your dad came in. We all got to end it with a group hug. All of those things just go a long way. It really does. Because remember, God is spirit, so we want to love him in spirit and in truth. And so it is spirits around us now that we can't even see. They're in another entity, but they're here. So when we come together and we unite together and we hug together, we are sharing our love, and love builds up. Love can knock down a lot of things that are trying to come against us. So when the enemy sees that you are loveless or you don't have anything around you, nothing you're united to, it's easy for him to come and try to jump in that spot and talk into your spirit. And so you end up just hearing him. But we have each other. And so it's good that our prayers, and as I have went through the week, and I pray that you began to do that, I started to think about the things that we talked about, what else on my mind I can talk about, how I can build this platform to go bigger and better, to invite others to come and be a part of it. And I pray for each and every one of you. I call out your names in prayer. Every Sunday night I have an international conference line where people call in from all different states, and we pray and I teach and we sing together. We call out our loved ones' names before the Lord. And I definitely call out you all's names in the midst of that. And so as you go through your week, make sure when you're praying, call out the names. Get it out into the atmosphere. If you want your friends or somebody to the sick to be healed. God said when he, the blood that he shed for us, it covered our illness, which means that we can be healed. Now, sometimes God said, but I want you to come home and receive your healing on the other side in heaven. Sometimes he said, I want you to stay there and do more. I'm going to give you the healing now. But healing is definitely for us. And so call out people's names. If you wanted them to get better grades, you call out their names. Put it out there in the atmosphere. And just like the when you go outside and the wind blows and you can't see it, but you feel it, you see the trees or the grass bending each way, that's the same with your prayers. Your prayers is out there in the atmosphere. They're gaining momentum, and the more prayers, the more powerful it can be for you see those that prayer be answered and that turnaround happen. So don't forget to pray. If you're upset with somebody, pray. If you don't understand somebody, pray. Don't forget to pray. All right. Well, Janelle, can you read our first question that gets us started?
Where were you born?
James, where were you born at, brother?
I was born in Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston, Massachusetts. Do you remember the hospital? The name?
No, I do not.
Okay. Well, we're going to get that for you because it's very important. I want you to always know where you were born and know the name of that hospital. That's where they had you at. You were up in there, okay? All right. So we'll check back with you next week about that. But you were born in Boston, Massachusetts. And give me your birthday.
My birthday is June 11, 2011.
2011. Wow. June 11th, 2011. Cool. You got those 11s there. All right. What about you, Miss Mama?
I was born in San Antonio, Texas, and I was born in Methodist Hospital.
And your birthday?
September 23rd, 2008.
Yeah. And you share your birthday with your uncle, right? I said uncle, but you call him something else?
Yeah, uncle.
Just uncle, okay. And then your aunt, which is my sister, Dee, her birthday is the next day on September 24th. And we just definitely remember that day so clearly. So clearly, I remember that day. Such a little thing. I remember, you know, of course, bringing you home. We all came over, took dinner. Everybody got a chance to see the baby and everything. So it was just awesome. I remember your older brother. He thought, you know, you were cute when you were in the hospital. He just didn't know that you were coming home with them. So when you came home, he had an issue. While we were eating dinner, he didn't want no parts of it. And anybody who held you, he kind of rolled his eyes at them. He was mad at them for holding that baby. But he had been used to being the oldest one. So he said the baby shouldn't be coming home with them. We made it through it. Uncle James went back in his room with him, and they ate back in his room. And Uncle James talked to him, and finally, after dinner, Uncle James brought him back out to the front room and sat him on the couch, and Uncle James was holding you and was just talking to him, and finally, Uncle James put you in his lap, and Nathaniel just held you, and he was just looking at you, and Uncle James was just a lover, and so he eventually got used to, and look at the relationship you all have now. Tighter than tight, right? Right? Well, look how things change. And that's the way it is in life, too. Things start to change as we go. We may start out at the beginning and think, oh, how am I ever going to get out of this trouble? How am I ever going to get past this grade? Or how am I ever going to get past this assignment on my job? And although we can't see it, but down the road, God already has the plans, and he has a door open for us and a clear understanding for us. And that it's going to be better down the road. All of this now, that people get so caught up into stuff that they just feel like, I don't want to live anymore because it's not going to get any better. I'm going to be embarrassed. My people's going to hate me. They just don't know. If you just give yourself some time, people won't even remember that. Or they'll remember, but it only won't even be that big of a deal. So much good things is still waiting for us, and that's a prime example of the relationships that we can build if we just hang in there, be strong. I was born in Columbia, Tennessee, to the parents of Miss Annie Pearl Harwell and Reverend William Thomas Harwell, Sr. And from there, it's just been a journey. I've had so many different opportunities in life, and so will you all, as long as you take them. So that was where we were born. That's where we were born. And then our next question, I'll get you to read that one for me.
Let's talk about some of the experience of living in Boston, how it is to live in Boston, Florida, New York, and New Jersey, and San Antonio.
That is, let's get into it. I'm interested. Let's get to this because, you know, there, especially here in San Antonio, it's people in San Antonio really have not even came to another part, another side of town because the city is so huge. It's people, they were born on that side of town. They stay on this side of town. They don't go on that side of town. So they don't even know it. You all not only have, we guess because we move around all over San Antonio, but you all have lived in various places. He said he was born in Boston, Massachusetts. Here he is in San Antonio, Texas. You know, you were born in San Antonio, Texas, but you lived in Boston, Massachusetts. You lived in Florida. It was a short period there when you left Boston. You all were in Florida, and you go back to Florida every summer. You've lived in New York. You lived in New Jersey. You're only 12 and 15. Yeah. So let's go with, I want to start with Boston first. What do you remember about Boston?
And so me, like, I remember quite a lot. I definitely remember I spent most of my days with Dad.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Dad would take naps together.
Mm-hmm.
And he would, I always kind of used to, like, you grab, like, cheese squares and you kind of like, And then we would also ride around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to school, I'm there as well. I remember a lot of memories at school in Boston.
You remember the weather.
Yeah, it was cold, and I remember I was telling my sister we would go on walks sometimes when she would come up.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we're all walking on ice. And I remember I draw a Toby. Great game.
Great game, yeah. 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 And which class do you remember up there?
I remember both.
You do?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I remember. Oh yeah, I have a memory with Ty when I was little. I took a bath one time, and
mm-hmm.
when I came out, she was putting lotion on me, and like I kept messing it up by like putting my nails on it, and then like she would smooth back out. I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. The houses are built kind of different in Boston than what we see here. But it was always big houses on different floors and different areas. And James, what do you remember about Boston?
I can't really remember much because I was, like, very little when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really remember. I only remember photos.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you what I remember about you in Boston. First of all, you were just like, well, the first time I saw you, it was in Lithuanian, Massachusetts. Maybe pronounced that wrong. What is that? Lithuania. your mom stayed there. I can remember coming into town, and you were a little small baby. You was probably about 2 months. And I got to just hold you. You would just stop and just look up and just kept looking at me. And then you would cry. And as long as I had something in your mouth, a bottle, you was eating a lot. Like, this little boy, he can eat. Look at this. Then as you grew up, back in, you all lived not, it was right outside of Massachusetts. It was, I had a brother-in-law that stayed there too.
Lawrence?
Lawrence, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Lawrence, that's when me and Mom and Tatiana, I'm sure, I think Tatiana, but that's when me and my mom came up there for Thanksgiving, and you were in your playpen, and you had dug, almost like you had started pushing on your playpen at the bottom of it, because you would be wanting somebody to get you out. Push at the bottom of it until you broke the bottom of it, and you would try to crawl up out of there, and we would be like, no, James, no, go back, no, do not do that. Then you would try to climb out, and you'd have one leg hanging over the playpen. We were like, James is getting out of the playpen. So I don't have to say no. So when we did let you out, you were moving around doing all kinds of things. You had pacifiers that you had hid all over the house. So when you would lose one pacifier, you wanted it. You know, where is this pacifier? Everybody's looking for your pacifier. You would get down like this one time. Mama tells the story all the time. You got out of the playpen. You went over to, it was a big white leather living room set that your dad had. And you start pushing on that couch. And we was like, what is he trying to do? So you had hit you had hit one of your pacifiers back there. So you got your pacifier. We was like, oh, my God, he knew where he's at. We shouldn't even be looking all this time. He knows where he's hit him at. So all kind of different little things like that. I can remember a lot of times. I remember going out in Boston to get the groceries for Thanksgiving. And, you know, I was from Omaha, Nebraska, so I know what cold weather is like. But, oh, my goodness, in Boston, me and my mom was just like, I can't do this. I can't do this cold. This is just a totally different kind of cold. It was just, We were just freezing so much. I felt so bad for my mom. We was wrapped up as much as I could. It was me, Mom, and Tanya. We went shopping. It was just too cold. That is a different type of coldness on the East Coast. But it was a lot of fun. We used to go to the beach, go to the ocean, go New Hampshire and Boston is just a line across from each other. So we'll go over into New Hampshire. You all went to church in New Hampshire. We would just go out to the ocean and just chill out there. All of that was cool. It was very cool to that. So I have very fond memories of Boston. Of course, Nathaniel has a lot because he did live there for much a longer time. So we enjoyed our time in Boston. Anything else you all remember about Boston? I know JD, they lived one time in North Andover. I would just get in the car and start riding. North Andover, I would go into Lawrence, that other little place I can't think of, that Daniel and Tanya, you all stayed. And it was a high-rise apartment. So you look down, there was these little taverns and stuff there that the little Boston people was going into. It just looked like a postcard for Boston. But let's move on and go to Florida first. So Florida, totally different weather. When you all are in Florida, does it rain a lot?
When we were in Miami.
Well,
actually, yes, but I do remember the first time. You know, I don't remember the car ride over there. I don't know if I remember it was like, but the only memory I have is when I first walked into the house. And I walked into the house, and I saw my grandma and grandpa sitting on the couch. I didn't even know them. I didn't know that they were my grandparents. Thought we were just moving into somebody random house. The first time I, like, saw my grandma, like, you know, I was like, hi. I was hiding behind my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then she slid a Barbie doll to me on the table. And then that's all I remember from there. Like, after that, I guess just memories after that.
Wow. Yeah, because you all were, at that time, I guess you would have drove, because Danielle drove from Austin. It was Danielle, you, and James. And packed up the car, and you all drove from Boston to Florida. And so, yeah, you were still very young at that time. So I don't know if they still had that big dog at that time.
They did not have Sarge.
They did not have Sarge at that time because he had already passed. Okay.
And then when we were there, there was no dog.
There was no dog.
Okay.
All right. James, I'm not this year. Do you remember the first time that you met your grandparents in Florida? Mm-hmm. When she's talking about when you all first got there, what's your first earliest memory of going to Florida?
I got to think back. Man, I honestly can't remember.
Because now it's been so long that it's just like they've always been in your life, right?
Yeah.
But there was a time that it did start. Nathaniel stayed in Boston with his dad, and you all was in Florida. So how do you like Florida, James?
Well, I liked it a lot because I got to hang out with my grandparents, and we got to do some guard work. And the best moment of me in Florida was going to church camp. Because I found Jesus, and it was really fun.
Okay. So the house that your grandparents stay in now, is that the only house you remember that they stayed in?
No. They had about two houses that I know about. Yeah. One time, the first house I think they had was a pool in the back.
Had a pool in the back. Right.
Yeah.
That's the one I went to.
And then this one recently, they have no pool. They have a big yard.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty cool.
The one I went to is when the one they had the pool in the backyard, and they also had, I think it was orange trees that was back there. Was it lemon trees? I think it was orange trees. Excuse me, that was in the backyard. So
I've had a lot of good memories, like a lot of memories of like youth. A lot of my memories from youth are in New York, but a little bit of them, they're in Miami, and I found a lot of friends in school, and Halloween was good all the time. What else? Swimming in the pool. I learned how to swim there. I learned how to swim in that pool. Yeah.
Because you swim, it's good. So you learn how to swim in that pool.
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
I remember that time, too, because I was scared of the middle school.
Hmm.
And I would go over to my Fifi Lily's house, and she still lives in that house, so it's kind of like, yeah, I used to be around here. And she used to have two little dogs that they passed now.
Hmm.
And I would go over there and visit, and we would sleep in the rooms. And we would play with her dogs. And one memory I have over there that I love the most is that she would take us in the park, and there would be this kitten that we would always see, or that I would always see. It was like a golden little cat. And, like, to this day, she's still there in the bush, and, like, she's a grown cat. She's a grown cat now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I used to pick her up, and now she runs away.
Wow.
But,
so she's still there in the area. Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then every night my aunt would make us, like, chocolate milk before bed.
Before bed. They got you all wound up. Wow. They have memories. Do you remember it ever? Have you ever been there in the wintertime?
No.
Yeah. Florida.
only when we were.
Yeah.
And those were good Christmases because my grandma and grandpa, they love to, like, decorate their whole house.
Wow. Very good. Very good. All right. Let's leave out of Florida. So when you're looking at a map, do you know where Boston is?
Yes.
Do you know, you can imagine, James?
I can imagine being up ahead of Texas.
Yeah, it is. And it's on the East Coast. So it's on the body of water on the East Coast. Now, Florida is straight down from there, really. Yeah, still over there on that East Coast, on that water line there. Yes. Mm-hmm. So Boston's over there by New York. That's right, because we would, anytime we come to Boston, we would drive like 3 hours, I think it was, to go into New York. We would go into New York and shop and do whatever, go to church, went to Brooklyn Tabernacle, and just go to New York. Yeah, it was like 3 hours from Boston. And then... of course, you all went to church in New Hampshire, so it was right there, and that's where we would go and sit out on the pier, and the restaurants would be kind of positioned right there on the ocean, so they would get the lobster fresh out of the ocean there, and yeah, we had a lot of great times. Just the big bridges that would open up, we would have to stop our cars to let the ships go through. And the bridges would close back down, and right there, everything's right there on the beach. So we had a great day out there, just relaxing in the ocean water. Really enjoyed that. But yeah, so you're right there, Boston. You're coming straight down, all the way down, and here's Florida. So, but now we're getting ready to go somewhere else. So Boston and Florida. So now let's go back up again towards Boston, and we go into New York, because you were in New York before you moved to New Jersey, and then you moved back to New York, and it was different boroughs in New York that you all was in. Yeah, you just remember just showing up there one day, huh? Just like, yeah. So tell me about the different boroughs in New York that you remember living in.
So the first one that we lived in, and the only place, the first place I've ever lived in New York was the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved into this little apartment, a two-bedroom apartment, and me and Jim shared a bunk bed. It was pretty spacious, and we had a window, and I remember I used to Bronx, I do. And Mom had a room, and we would go out, and it would be cold. And we went to our little public school, and we had our uniforms on every morning. Every morning, we'd stop outside of our school, and outside of our school, there was this empanada man, and we would buy one for $1 every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we would get us one, and we would walk into PS 126.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I had a lot of good times there.
And the empanadas, were they? It's empty inside, huh? There's nothing in there, right?
No, there were. It was beef.
Beef, okay. All right.
I think we used to get, like, pork or cheese. Mm-hmm. Not beef all the time.
And do you remember any teachers' names, or?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember going to school there, James?
Oh, yes, I do. I do remember a lot of teachers.
Yeah, I do.
And how were the... well, I guess we just became familiar with it because, like you said, you don't even really remember moving there. You just remember just being there. So the, because there's so many different nationalities there.
Right.
Or where you're in Boston, the people there were in Lawrence. And I think that, let's see here. She needs to speak up a little bit. Okay. So we'll make sure that you speak up a little bit. But in Lawrence, the nationality of people, it was in Lawrence, there were a lot of Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, definitely in your area. That's basically just what it was. In Florida, you're right there on the coast. So people coming over from all the little islands. So it is packed with right around Miami. You got the Haitians, you got the Cubans, you got the Puerto Ricans, you got the Dominicans. And so it's just so many different nationalities there. But now when in New York, you got even more variety of people. Now you've got, like, what do you have? Well, no, we got the Puerto Ricans and the Dominicans also, the Dominicans.
It's more of, like, Puerto Ricans and Dominicans in the Bronx. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't really have a lot of Caucasian people in
You never really see any Caucasians unless you go, like, to Long Island. I never... You know, when I moved to, when I was in Brooklyn, I was in Brooklyn too. When I was in Brooklyn, there was only about like one or two white kids in the school.
Wow. So everybody else was either Puerto Rican or?
And Mexicans. There was no Mexicans.
No Mexicans.
Yeah. And if there was, they were like, there was like five, and they stayed in their own little group.
So, again, other than that, it was just the Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, was it Cubans?
Yeah, and black people.
And black people.
Yep.
So there were black people. You were not only black. Because everybody that had our skin color, is Dominicans there that look just like black people until they start talking or something. Or, you know, was it any Haitians and things like that there?
Well... I know when I moved, because I didn't even know about racial language. I just thought of, like, black and white.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know I was Hispanic, but when I moved to, like, or at least when I got older and I moved to Little Haiti and I was in Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
that's when I started, like, learning about different cultures and, like, different stuff.
Oh, yeah, when you're in Little Haiti. Yeah. And what about the Asians? There was no...
There was some.
There were some.
There was always some where you went.
But I guess they were more in Chinatown and different things like that. Yeah. So then you moved to New Jersey.
Right. And I remember that.
Okay. Tell me about that.
So, not to mention, like, the Bronx. It was so hard living there, too. Like, we had to find parking spots, and there would be this time. I know James and I, whenever we would couldn't find a parking spot, we would have to go into this alley, and my mom did not like going into this alley because every time we did, we would always get our car broken into. So all the time, before we parked in there, we would take everything out the trunk, out of the thing, and then we would come back in the morning and our window was broken. Yeah. We would have to ride to school and the window's out, and then she would get it fixed, but we would try our hardest to, like, find a place to park sometimes because it was always parking spots taken up, and that's one of the reasons my mom moved. And when we did move... Oh, yeah, I made a best friend there. Her name is Mia, and we still talk, too. Yeah. I used to go to her house for, like, birthday parties and all that, and we used to, like, go to the city together.
Same age?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I remember we packed all of our stuff up, and we drove all the way to New Jersey. And my mom would always have to cross the bridge to New Jersey and the Bronx. We would always have to cross. So it was easy for her to just go back over there. So we went there. And this was, like, for us, because we lived in a big house.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm.
We did. It was, like our
three
rooms.
Levels, I think.
Our rooms were huge.
Wow.
That was a lot. And, when we lived there, that's when me and James, we did a lot together. We played outside because we didn't have electronics, so we just stayed outside. We rode our scooters around. We would go to the corner store. Our mom would take us. Sometimes I would take quarters from my mom's drawer and get a bag of chips or a little bit of candy.
And James, do you remember that time? Do you remember those times living in Jersey?
Well, it was crazy because I remember we would go to school. And when we would go to school, we would come back and play in the playground of our school. And I'll play basketball. So, oh, and one time, like, we were really bad kids, so we would do bad things. And I really wish I knew Jesus back then, but I was a little kid, and we were just little New York freestyle kids. So, we were just wilding on the streets and stuff.
So what did the kids do? What did you all do as kids that were so bad?
What we did was we were one time we were playing in our driveway and our mom was cooking dinner and then she was preparing my little brother because he was just like about a year old. So he was throwing his playpen and stuff.
He wasn't born yet.
Oh, okay, he wasn't born, but we were playing outside and this dude, he's like parking in our driveway to get out. Or no, he was parked actually right next to like we have
Hold on, let me tell the story. There was cars driving by and me and James were standing on the side of the road and we were standing in our driveway. And our driveway is like right on right next to a street. And we had rocks like on the side of our driveway as well. So James took some rocks and started chucking it at cars. And like both of us, we didn't really know about like politics and like the law. So we just thought, you know what I'm saying? Like if we throw it, it's going to be funny. And we ended up throwing one at like some real good looking car. And all of a sudden we just see it turning back and he started coming in our driveway. And I just remember me and James booking it in the house. Already knew we came clean to our mom right on the spot because I was not about to get a whooping. I was like, Mom, someone's in our driveway. And this guy James, he ran upstairs. He got in the shower so he could avoid the whooping. I still remember. He jumped in the shower to avoid the whooping. And Mom ended up coming in there anyways and giving him a whooping.
So the man came to the door.
And he said, yep, your kids are throwing rocks at my car. Yeah. And I watched it all unfold. I did throw one rock or two. But James took
one
the blame.
Rock or two.
Yeah, James took the blame for that one.
Was it just you two or was it the fans in the street?
Yes, us two.
So did you ever throw any rocks anymore at cars?
No, we learned the lesson.
Mm. And so when you were throwing the rocks, he was the only one to stop to tell your parents. Everybody
yeah,
just kept
everyone
going.
Just kept going.
They're like, "Who are those kids?" But they left. They didn't really care.
Wow.
Now you're a little older. You don't own cars, but your parents have cars. So what if you're in your dad's nice, big old round truck, and there's some little kids out there throwing rocks at his truck? How would you react now?
I would tell him to turn back.
Yeah, you would, right?
Yeah.
What if you're in Tanya's big old Mercedes and somebody's throwing rocks? Can you understand why they would want to turn around?
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. And let them know, hey, no. Yeah, if you ever see anybody throwing rocks at the Lincoln, make sure you tell me, or Tati's BMW or with Auntie's big old Acura, whatever it is. Yeah, we don't want someone out there throwing rocks just to be having fun. But again, if you don't tell, the kid don't really, they'll keep on doing it. So most definitely. I also remember in Jersey, James, you had some friends. Because I can remember it was a time that I think your mom was at work and you all was there at the house and you were not supposed to go outside. And they was like, James is
down the street coming, playing with his kids and won't come with his friends and won't come in the house. So you had some little friends out there, huh?
Yeah, I did. I can't remember their names, but I remember one time I had a friend from school, and when I would walk from school, me and Danelle, we would walk with them.
So and you all walked to school?
Yeah, we did.
Mom drives us to school,
mm-hmm.
and she would come get us, but sometimes we would walk.
Oh.
At least I think that's how it was. At least for 4 days, because I was in.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No, we can't talk about that
we
one.
We can't talk about that one?
We can't.
Oh, okay.
Well, long story short, guys, he's gay now.
Wow. So you were what, in the, this when you was in the fourth grade?
This is when I was in second grade.
In second grade, you had a crush.
We didn't walk home then, but I walked home in fourth grade.
So the crush was in the second grade?
Yes.
And so...
Second grade was something, but it
really?
Was so fun.
What made it fun? What made it different?
Childhood, you know, like, because I miss going to recess, and, like, I can just remember everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
The book fairs, our gold noodle, we would do, like, dance, just dance, and we would do brain breaks. And, yes, it was just really fun. And
was he in your class?
Yes.
Yeah. And then, James, you played softball there. Is that correct? Baseball.
Baseball, yes. Yeah. I played baseball in New Jersey. And I would just chill. I didn't really find interest, but now I really do because my mom's side has a big baseball side. So
okay.
That's what makes me like baseball.
Yeah, I can remember them sending pictures of they were at the game and they sent us pictures. I was like, oh, look at him in his baseball outfit. And it was your mom, and she had a friend that had a little kid too, because that person was in the pictures too. And I remember when I talked to you all said that person, that little kid is bad. And we was like, oh, okay. I don't know who it was, but it was your mom's friend, and she had her kid right along with you all. But okay, so everything was pretty
Naomi.
Cool.
Naomi, I think. Naomi, and no, I don't think that was it.
But it sounds like you all had a great time in Jersey. So
yes.
In Jersey, at least you had, like you said, you had the house, so you had your own driveway. You didn't have to worry about parking.
Right.
So you didn't have to worry about the parking, broken into.
Yeah, life was good over there. And
yeah.
Then after that year, I moved over here for third grade.
Mm-hmm.
So I came back to Texas. Or hold on 1 minute. So that's the first time we've ever came to, no, I'm lying. Yep, that was the first time I've came to Texas to see them. And they had just moved into that house where you, Ty, and Auntie lived in that place, right?
Well, I can remember you and James coming to visit this, right?
Yeah.
And because I remember Reese's, when I opened the door, it was Danielle and you two standing there, and you all called out, Reese! And she just started peeing. She just looked at you all like, oh, my God, who is this? This is going to be trouble. Because it wasn't any kids, you know, really. And it was just, you know, Nathaniel was living with, because they stayed up the street, so Nathaniel was there. But, oh, my goodness. Yes, I do. I remember. So you were what, third grade?
Yes.
You're third grade, okay.
And I went to Meadow Village for like a good week.
Okay, yes. I remember your teacher was pregnant.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I remember we moved. And
yeah.
I remember that day well. We
mm-hmm.
moved and we got everything out of there.
Yeah.
And when we moved into the house, I remember all the lights were cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no water, so we drank from the faucet for the whole night. And Shelly had a phone, so we had one flashlight, and we all stayed in the living room until Dad and Miss Tanya got home. Food and
some type of thing to get the lights on. And we just stayed there, and then when they got home, I remember we fought over what rooms was whose, but in reality, we all stayed in the same rooms over the times we lived there, Hanjin. Like, I slept in Shalee's room, and I and Shalee slept in that room.
Mm-hmm.
And then James shared a room with Nate, JR, and then during the end, Anaya and JR shared a room. I shared a room with James. It was just a lot.
Yeah, they had built a little room off of their room, too, off of the master's. They had turned one of the closets into a little space for JR, too, at one time. I don't know why the lights went on, because when they moved from the first place, before they got everything moved out of the place on Timber Creek, we went over to the new house. It was a leak somewhere too.
Mm-hmm.
So they may have to do something to. But the lights is on when we went over there because we was trying to get some of that water that had leaked out of there. So I don't know, but yeah, I remember the house well. And of course, Apollo. You had Apollo, the big old boxer. And yeah, I can see just up in that game room, that big living area upstairs there. I can remember Shalee's room was back over there, Hunter and Naya. Then you and Anaya had rooms back over here.
Yeah, Anaya shared room.
Yes. And I think you had some lights and stuff up. And I remember that little room. Y'all had y'all little stuff going on in there. Then Nathaniel and James is over here. Y'all's bathroom upstairs. That was the kids' bathroom, which was always dirty. And I remember going in there many times, cleaning that bathroom, get it perfect, and the next morning everybody get up to go to school, and I would look in there and be like, oh, my God, didn't I come over yesterday and clean that? So I used to use the little, when I came over there, I would go downstairs to the powder room.
Mm-hmm.
I would just use the little powder room down there.
I never really used that bathroom either. I used to use dad's shower.
Yeah.
And because Anaya and Shalee were the ones that put a tornado in there.
So, yeah, you know, I didn't go into your Jay and Tanya's room, but I would go to that Lapata room and use that. I can also remember in that house, I think, who was it, broke the TV?
Yeah.
JR and
Nate's
cutting board. Say it again. I didn't hear you. Speaking to your phone.
He was on Nate's hoverboard, and he went back because he didn't know how to get on it. So he hit the TV, and it fell.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember that. It was kind of funny.
Well, when you look back on it, I guess you can say that. And then the school there.
Thornton.
You went to Thornton.
Yes, all of my friends there, I know them all now. They all go to Marshall High School.
Hmm.
And one of them goes to Clark with me. He was one of my friends at Thornton.
Okay.
We talk now at lunch.
Do you remember Thornton?
Yeah.
I remember Thornton and a lot of my elementary.
Oh, my God.
And y'all caught the bus to get up there, right?
Yes, I went on the bus, and I had the best bus driver. Her name was
Miss A.
She was a black.
She was like a black lady.
Yeah, she was a black lady, very generous, very nice. And she actually knew Christ. But, yeah, it was very cool.
So what was the difference about the school in New York than the school in at Thornton here in San Antonio? Yeah.
Why?
You think it was about the same?
No.
No.
Definitely the teachers are more nicer. Because in New York, those teachers, they don't care how old you are. They're going to be strict with you. But at Thornton, they're patient with you and all that.
And what about the nationalities? Your teacher's there.
Oh, Mexican.
So you did have to, no, here.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Mexican, right. But in New York, what were they?
Black.
They were black teachers, yeah. Okay. And as far as the classroom sizes, were did more kids in your classroom there than it is here? Or?
I'd say about the same.
About the same?
The classrooms in New York are
different. Oh, wow.
Yeah, the classrooms are very small. Even when you get to middle school and high school, they are very small.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you did some elementary in New York, elementary in Jersey.
I did third grade, and then fourth grade is when I started to get a lot of my memories in.
Okay.
It's like when I started my teenage years, I guess, in fourth grade.
But you did fourth grade here?
No, I did fourth grade in New York. Because
okay.
my mom... In third grade, as we were in third grade in Texas, she moved from New Jersey. She lost the house, and she moved to Queens.
Okay.
So when we got there, I want to say we were there. Hold on. Yep, we were there for fourth grade because we went there in fourth grade, and we were still in New Jersey. So we were good. We were there for a good minute,
mm-hmm.
like for a good month or 3 months. And then, like, as soon as that happened, I still remember moving in. We moved our stuff. We got a truck, and we drove all the way to Queens. And over there now is where we live with Asians. We live with a lot of Asian people.
In Queens?
In Queens.
Wow. So what's the difference between Queens and the Bronx? Or I guess you got
or
more Asians over there.
Yes. Definitely more quiet. You can't be loud.
You can't be loud. Okay.
Can't be loud because they're very, I want to say they're very, like, traditional. So, like, if you, like, disrespect them, like, it's kind of like, okay, like, we don't respect you.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I was there, all the Asian kids, they're pretty nice.
Yeah.
And, like, it was so much so that our school, like, there's a lot of Asian people in there. And I learned a lot. I learned a lot of different culture. Like, there's a lot of Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Taiwanese, Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What about the food? Did you try different foods?
There was a lot of Asians. So, on Thursday, every Thursday, we would have dumplings.
Really?
Yeah. It was on the school menu.
Wow.
And that's, like, when I tried, like, seaweed for the first time, because they would bring seaweed, and they would give me their rice.
This is in Queens when you was in the Bronx. What kind of different foods did you try?
African food, maybe.
African
and
food.
Spanish food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what about in Jersey? What was the restaurant around there close to you?
Italian,
okay. So in Jersey, it was more Italian in your school and things like that?
Oh, let me think back. It was pretty diverse.
You were?
It was pretty diverse in Bloomfield, Jersey. So, yeah. But when I moved to Queens, it was more of Italian. And we were getting to Caribbean, and then it was a lot of Asian.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember I moved back to Texas in fifth grade, and I did Thornton another year, and I saw all my friends.
So what grade were you in when you was at Meadow Village?
Third.
So you did third grade here, fourth grade in New York, because at that point you all was going back and forth, do
right.
a year there, a year here. Okay, okay.
Right.
And so you came back to your fifth grade, and you were still at Thornton.
Right.
Okay.
So in fifth grade, like everybody, we were all acting grown because we're like at the top and we're about to go to middle school. We
yeah.
got all that.
Yeah.
So, you know, all my friends were like, all right, we're going to go to Rudder. Like, this is going to be it. We're going to Rudder. And Nate was over here telling me, oh, yeah, Rudder, it's good. And blah,
right.
Blah.
So he was at Rudder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm ready to, like, you know, follow your friends with this.
Uh-huh.
So I got there and we did the tour. Boom, we moved. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Dad and the
construction and now in Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved on the side of town. And then I go to Hodgie for sixth grade.
Yeah.
But that's also the same time where COVID hit.
Okay.
So COVID, I was stuck in the house, and I'm not even about to lie to you. I wasn't keeping up on my grades for sixth grade. Like, I was sleeping. I was tired. I didn't get on the Zoom calls. I did not. So then Dad and Miss Tanya were like, okay, that's enough. You're going in person. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So, and it was like the middle of the year. So all these people that I've seen now in sixth grade, I go there and I see them. I see these teachers. And I'm like, okay, like, this is not bad, but y'all, I was a loner. I ate my lunch in the bathroom on some days. I didn't really have friends. And then I would basically just go home and play with my cat, Rico.
So did you regret at that time, oh, I should have did get on the Zoom call? But...
Well, that wasn't really the concern for me, but the concern for me was finding friends.
Yeah.
And maybe I would have regretted not going in person in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I went, I was, like, everyone already establishes, like, their own friend groups
right.
and all that, and it's hard to fit in. So, yeah, that was pretty much it for me. And then sixth grade ended, and, wow, it's just such a transition. I can't believe how much I've changed.
Wow.
Like, sixth grade to seventh grade? You guys would not be able to tell the difference between those two.
Mm.
Never. Because imagine being, like, so little and, like, so antisocial to being so extroverted when you go back to New York. Like, just shows how much, like, as being Black, like, it just shows how people treat you, basically.
Because yeah.
those Mexicans, no one really looked at Black people, you know, they just were like, okay, like, you're Black, like, no one cares, blah, blah. And, like, they'll be racist, and, like, I'll come home to Dad and tell him about it. He's like, oh, yeah, well, that's just it. We live in San Antonio. And I moved to New York, y'all, and it was, like, the best thing that ever happened to me. Like, my friends, they came up to me. I didn't say hi to friends. They came up to me, and I was, you know, I was overwhelming, too, because I was like, wow, there's, like, a lot of me. A lot of braids, you know, a lot of, I don't have to change myself to fit in anymore.
Yeah.
So I got there and it was good. Like I had friends, we could relate. We were funny. Like it was so good. My Haitian friends, their parents were nice to me. My mom let me out of the house more. So I went to their houses and we would go on the train. We would go to the parks. We would go to Erasmus. We would go to, Brooklyn College Park, and we would just chill there on the swing sometimes. We would go to Junction, downtown Brooklyn, and Barclays Center.
And you all would just do all of this by yourself?
We did.
Just riding the subway and everything.
We did, because in New York, it's just so common. I don't know. It's like kids are expected to, you know, make it on their own because it's so expensive in New York that parents don't have time to go home and, like, just be with their kids all day and stay in the house all day. Like, they're always out. So those kids are always alone by themselves. But for me, I had a responsibility to take care of Noah.
Right.
So that weighed me down a little bit of me wanting to have fun. So I would have to go get him from school, bring him home, and then Mom would come home. Yeah. So...
You went back by yourself in the seventh grade, right?
Yeah.
James, you stayed here. Okay. So, James, do you see yourself have, is there a difference? Have you changed? So when you first came back to Texas, you were in what grade? Second grade, okay. So you've been here since second grade.
Yes.
Can you see yourself a difference from when you was in the second grade? And now you're in middle school?
Most definitely, of course, because first reason I didn't know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so second grade I was in New York, right?
Second grade?
So, yeah. Second grade I was just with my friends, chilling, playing out in the back. And now I'm just chilling, and I'm more responsible for things.
Yeah.
I'm more sped up with things. I'm not playing around as much. So.
What about when COVID hit? And she was talking about her experience with the Zoom calls and stuff. How did your grades suffer?
Mine didn't suffer because it was elementary, so it was like you didn't have to take a test for, like, what, 3 weeks? And we're on Zoom. So, and I would also just stay in my bed, but I wouldn't go to sleep. I would just chill. But I would also be taking notes sometimes. But sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't. But on the important days, I did.
Very good, very good.
I just got really mature about things.
And isn't it something, though, how time changed? We grow up, we mature, and it continues to happen. I mean, 5 years from now, you're going to be 17 years old. Wow. In 5 years, that time will pass so quickly. In 5 years, young lady, my gosh, in 5 years, you're 15 now. Yeah. You will be 20 years old. Can you imagine that? You're going to be 20 years old in just 5 years. You're going to look back, if we have the same conversation back then, you're going to look back and say, well, I remember I was at 15. I had so much to learn. I had so much. At 12, I was doing this. I'm at 17. I'm doing something totally different. I've learned different things. And that's the way it is. As you grow, the more it is. Even Nate Daniel, I'm sure he's going to look back in 5 years, but he's almost 19 now. He's going to be 19 in December. But right now, you know, so he's 18. He's going to look up in 5 years, and he's 23. He's going to be thinking about, well, what was I thinking? How could I neglect studies? What was I thinking? Time passes so much. And let's think about Tatiana. She's 25 years old. In 5 years, how old is she going to be? She'll be a 30-year-old. Yeah? She will be a 30-year-old. So, and just remember, you know, who knows what she may be doing by then. She definitely should be finished with school because, you know, she's back in school again. So when she graduated high school, she went to college, right? And she did her 4 years there, got her degree, and now she's back in college again to do another, well, more than four. It's going to be about 5 years this time that she's trying to do, because all of that, she's trying to do an anesthesiologist. So at 30, she may be getting ready to graduate college again. But it's a lot of schooling. That means she has done of college. She will be have done 9 or 10 years just of college by the time she finishes. The times just change. But who knows? She may be married by that time. She may be a mother by that time. We don't know. In 5 years, so many things can change and happen. So it's easy to get caught up. So let's just see, as far as we were talking about, some of the differences we have went over, New York, New Jersey, but it's not a big difference. What you did say as far as the nationality of people is a big difference as far as New York and New Jersey. But other than that, was everything pretty much the same with the schooling, New York and New Jersey? No.
In schooling in New York? Boy, like, seventh grade, like, I don't know what they're doing over there, but, like, the work is so hard. It's so hard. It's so hard. Like, for grading, and that's how you know it's hard, like, when it's below average, like, in able to pass, you have to get above a 55 for all grades. And math was so hard to pass. Like, I remember on the last quarter, I passed with a 61.
She studied.
My teacher, Ms. Dakin, she's just
this loud Haitian lady, and she was, like, really hard to work with unless she liked you. And the thing about New York is it's not about work. It's not about what you turn in. It's about your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a good behavior, if you're hanging with the right crowd, you'll get a good grade. But if you're not, I don't know.
Yeah, and you were getting in trouble.
I was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Because, like I said, I was, like, in sixth grade, I was alone, and, like, when I came to seventh grade, like, I'm trying to find my people, and I'm trying to fit in, and, like, to the point where I'll just do anything, and, like, you know, I regret it, and then I don't regret it, because I had so much fun. Like, that was the best fun I've had. Like, out of all years in middle school, seventh grade was the best, because when I came to eighth grade was just... Yeah.
Eighth grade you did where?
Three schools.
Okay, where did you start out when you first came back?
Started at Brooks, mm-hmm. and then I was like...
Did you finish the whole seventh grade, though, in New York?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And I came here in Brooks, and, like, I don't know, I just saw a lot around me, and, like, I'm growing up, and I'm back at the top of the chain. So, like, I'm all that. I'm eighth grade. I'm ready to go to high school. And then I feel like I started to find myself a little bit and realize who I'm hanging with and, like, what's silly and what's not silly. Like, because you grow up and you start to, like, see some stuff. Because during the end of seventh grade, I was like, okay, they're using me for my money. Because my mom, she had a job where she could afford stuff. But, you know, more than, because, you know, a lot of my friends' parents were immigrants. They just came from Haiti, Jamaica, Trinidad. So a lot of my friends, oh, yeah, Janelle, let's just go here. Can you pay for my food? Can you give me this? And then at the beginning, I'm not even about to lie. I was like, yeah, sure, of course. And I would ask my mom, I'll be like, Mom, can you send me $20? And I'll pay for everybody's meal. And then it came to the point where one of my friends, over the years, she asked me for so much and said she's going to pay me back that I just stopped. I was like, okay, I'm not giving you my money. And she was like, what? She was like, I'm your friend. That's what friends are supposed to do. Like, friends are supposed to pay for friends' things. So I was like, but you're not paying me back.
Exactly.
And, like, I would only pay for certain people's stuff because I knew they would pay me back. And to this day, I can still trust them because they're loyal.
You know, and that's so important. Like you said, James, stay there with us, baby. I know you're tired, but he is about to go. And when he knocks out, he's out. So just hold on with us. But it's maturity levels. And you said it exactly so perfect. Because you do, your eyes are open up to things that you didn't pay attention to before. And after a while, you start paying attention. Are they just my friend because of this money? You know what? They're using me for money. And you're right. Friends do share and help each other. But when it's one-sided, I'm the only one who's lending you money. You don't ever get me. Then, you know, that's a one-sided relationship. So, yeah, you have to break away, steal away, do something different. So...
I chose my friend's life. Mm-hmm. The amount of friends that I had in New York was not the same that I had in Texas. I came out with about two.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's really all you need because we were.
There you go.
And we still talk to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, boys, just a lot, you know, it's just a lot that you go through to see, like, okay, like we're entering. I don't want to say we're entering like teenagers, but people are also entering different. People are going through things. They're entering their hormones and all that, and like they're getting to know themselves and each other. And we're just going to have some switching from space to life, from Brooks to Briscoe, back to Hobby. It was a lot.
Briscoe.
Elm Ridge.
Oh, I know what you're. Oh, yeah, that was very brief period, but yeah, you're right. Yeah.
That's the month that I was there. It was not good, but.
Because that's got to be a different change, too. Just go out there with them in that area.
That builds maturity. Yeah.
start, but like some of those act like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just shows how you got to be the bigger person in situations to make issues go away, you know, and to make yourself be more successful, you
mm-hmm.
know, and like not let yourself fall for those types of things.
Yes, that's good. So we talked about the difference between the weather. We talked about the populations and nationalities, the food. We even talked about some of the parenting there, the parents on the East Coast, Canada, their kids, we call them latchkey kids. Parents are at work doing their thing all day. The kids go to school. You get yourself home on the subway, you walk, whatever. You got a key, you can go in the house, or like you all did, you just roam different bureaus. And you would say something one time about some vacant buildings or something. Yeah, I would just chill out. What, you know, that's a different thing you don't really see here. Or if you do, you don't see it as often, I guess. But there are kids here, but here, most of the times, you see the schools are packed with the parents there to pick you up and all of that. So it is most definitely a difference. The parents go to work. They come home. The kids sit down. We're all in the house. We go to activities and do things like that. And, you know, you get ready for bed. You do your homework, whatever it's going to be. So it is some pros and cons, I guess, to all of it. If you were still in New York, right now, how do you think you would be different? Or do you think it would be the same?
Like I said, when I came to New York, I had already did 2 years in Texas, so I'm used to the kids being nice and,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're all kind, but these kids, they've been in this life, and they've been in that,
yeah.
They watch their backs, and they're like in survival mode, so at all times. So I come here, and they already know. They already know. They ask me, "Where you come from? Texas? Okay, give me your money." So like it's just yeah, like it's just so it's different, and like you know,
they're the gangsters.
Yeah, and like I learned how to play the game, and I learned how to say no.
Yeah,
and I learned definitely how to, I guess, act in New York, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
No, not act so gullible. You got to, like, because you have to stand up for yourself at all times because your friends might not. Like, there's a lot of times where, like, you got to do everything by yourself. Or, like, mm-hmm. if someone's messing with you, you got to, like, take care of it by yourself. Thank God I was not a problematic kid in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't talk crap.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do any of that because it's dangerous.
Yeah, it's dangerous. You're right.
On the subways, how did you know, well, I guess after a while, you just kind of know which train to get on and where to get on and get off.
Sometimes I would get lost. Sometimes I would get off earlier. Sometimes I would get off later.
And then you just have to wait on the next train?
Or I would just walk back.
Just walk back. Yeah. And you never had any problems in the subways? Anybody trying to mess with you? Or was it real packed at the times you went because it is, you know,
yes.
busy?
Yeah, sometimes on, like, Mondays and all that, it was hard to come back because I could walk, but sometimes I would get tired. I'll be like, oh, I'm not walking.
Yeah.
And I'll just take the train as well.
Have you ever taken the train by yourself, Jane?
No, I haven't.
All right. And not only, Janelle, did you take the train by yourself, you had to get by this time you have another brother that's been born. You've got to get him back and forth on the train.
And, like, back then, I thank God because, like, I was mature enough to know that Noah is a big priority, especially being my little brother. I got to keep him safe and all that. So that was one of my biggest priorities, making sure that he's safe and, like, we can get home and I can get him something to eat after school and all that with the money I got. Or if Mom can send me money and we can get food and all that.
And where did you get your tokens at? Or did you already have, like, a monthly pass or something?
Well, my mom's friend, she would go out, and I would get to watch her kids, her two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, I miss them so much. Their names were Malia and Milani, and I love them so much. I feel like
They're like two little baby sisters. Like, we would play Roblox together. I would make them pancakes. I don't know, something about me, I just love taking care of little kids. I do. And especially after that, like, we would draw together, watch movies. We would fall asleep in the same room, the same bed. We would read stories together. I would give them their baths and all that. I enjoyed it. Like, it wasn't something I did to get money just to get it. Like, I enjoyed it. Like, sometimes I'll just be like, Ms. Jess, can I go? Can I just hang out with the girl? She was like, yeah, of course.
But she did pay you, and you used that money for the subways?
Yes. Okay. Well, I didn't really use the money for the subways.
How did you and Noah get on these subways? That's what I'm trying to get to. Did you jump the turnstile? Or
people would come from the other side, and, like, since it's New York, of course, you know, they're going to help people out. Okay. They just opened up the emergency exit door, and we just slid in. But there would be people or police officers there, and I would have to use, but I was a student, so they did give student Metro cards that worked all throughout the school year.
That you could ride for a discounted price, or you could ride for free?
For free.
Huh?
For free, all the time, on a bus or on a train, and it worked all the time, but sometimes I'll forget it home, so or, you know, you can ask the cops, too. Like, I'm sorry, I don't have my card today. Can you please pay for my thing? And they will just let me through. So.
And all of your, in the subways there, was all of yours, did it ever go through dark spots?
What, like the?
Like when I was, you know, catching the, I can't think of what they called subways in London, but the tube, I think it was, you know, it's so deep underground most of the time. You're just sitting there in the pitch black dark.
Well, the lights were always on in the train.
Right. The lights would be on, but you're going through this darkness.
Oh, yeah.
It just turns dark. The lights will flick off in the dark there. So everybody's just in the pitch dark, and then you come back up, they flick on for a while, and when you go through other areas, but I was like, wow. And it was hot in there, and it was just packed, and sometimes we get a seat, and other times you got to stand up, and then at different stops as people get off, you may be able to sit down. It was just, me and Stephanie just keep an eye on each other, just like, you're over there, you're in. But, but in New York, you're never in the dark. It was always on. Okay, that's good.
Crackheads, really.
No.
But you would only find those in, like, the city, but there was homeless people. And I would give something I would do. Me and Noah, I would get, it's Korean, not Korean, Caribbean cookies. They're, like, the Maria cookies. And I would get them because they're, like, 25 cents for, like, a big thing. And I would just take, like, two, and I would take one for me and give one to this homeless guy every time. We just go home after that, say hi to the crossing guard, say hi to all the people outside.
In Brooklyn, I was there for a writer's convention. And so we caught the subway there in Brooklyn. And I don't know where we was going, because when we went to Far Rockaway, we actually caught, yeah, we did catch the subway to go to take us down to catch the ferry in Brooklyn. And then from there, the ferry took us out to Far Rockaway, which is upstate. It's like Long Island up through there. And then we had to take an Uber back from Far Rockaway back to Brooklyn because we stayed too late and missed that last ferry. And I remember it was like $100 or a little bit over $100 just for the Uber. But interesting, a very interesting times there. And before we close out and wrap it up, we'll just ask a little bit deeper things here, real quickly here. So the kids, first of all, here in San Antonio, do you know any kids that are in your age group or any kids really that are drink alcohol?
Of course.
Yeah. Do drugs.
And
that's involved in sex.
And homosexuals.
Yeah. Yeah. All of that. Now, you said yes. James, you, what was your answer? Do you know any kids that sneak into their parents' alcohol or some kid brings alcohol? You know, any kids that says they drink?
I don't think, no.
What about that smoke cigarettes, sir? They
no.
Do any drugs that's involved into sexual activity?
No.
No? Any homosexuality?
No.
So I guess that's pretty good then. Because your, well, your school goes over to high school, but in your grade level, you're in sixth or seventh.
Seven.
You're in seventh grade.
Yeah.
And there's no homosexual?
No.
That you know of? That's it. That's it. However, when we flip it over here and we come back, you and a collegiate school, which means your school is preparing you for college. So when you get in higher grades, you're already going to graduate your school with college credit because they're already going to be giving you, you're going to be taking some college classes even though you're there. However, when we come over to public school and we're public high school, you answered yes to almost every one of those, right? Yeah. So the drug thing.
I'm going to say my friends, but a lot of my friends in elementary that I've known, a lot of them grow up, and, like, a lot of people I've met still that I meet, they all smoke weed.
Yeah.
They all do weed. They do probably pop pills, and they definitely drink.
And this is their after school?
This is in New York. This is in Texas. In both.
In both, yeah.
Mostly in New York, though, because they were doing that in fifth grade.
In the fifth grade?
Yeah. And sexual activities in, like, sixth grade.
Oh, wow.
It's like a lot of stuff starts early in New York because it's taught, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not taught by, I don't know if it's taught by adults, but a lot
it's
of people.
Street.
Yeah.
And again, like you said, the kids are out there kind of doing, raising themselves for so many hours of the day because the parents are still at work. The kids is out being kids, hanging out with each other. And you just, the streets will, kids make mistakes. They want to imitate what they see adults do. So, yeah. Do you know of anybody who's ever been pregnant? Praise the Lord. Yeah. But, yeah, I know when I, even back when I was in high school, it was a 14-year-old getting on the bus with her belly was so big, you know, still trying to go to school till she have her baby, a couple of them. And that's just the way it was. But as far as here, what about the, and then in New York, was it a lot of homosexuality?
Yeah.
Over here a lot, yeah. And it, at your school that you see, is it more boys or girls or both?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Both.
Yeah, both. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And vaping, everybody vapes pretty much. Yeah, they just.
I feel like every, well, not everybody, but like to find someone who has done it is like really rare.
Really, yeah, yeah. Do you know any runaways?
Yeah.
You do too, Jenny?
Yeah, I do. He was my best friend.
Really? Tell me about that.
His name was Nathan. He was in my elementary colony, and here in Texas, and yeah, he didn't have a good relationship with his parents, so he ran away.
Where did he go?
I'm not sure, but he just said that he just ran away.
That they found him, or he eventually went back home? Or?
Yeah.
I had one of my friends. Her name was Alyssa, and yeah, and like she was there for like the beginning of school, and like for the first month, first 2 months, and we were talking and all that. After that, she left. She left for like months, and she came back the last 2 months of school. last two, three months of school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where were you? Oh yeah, I ran away, but I just decided to come back and all that.
Yeah, it's all kind of different things. Even a lot of kids just decide that their parents is not as involved in their lives, and so they just don't go to school. They just don't go until the courts come and knock on their door and send them to court, because if you miss too many days of school, you have to go to the truant officers, and you have to go to school. I mean, you have to go to court, and then you have to pay some kind of restitution for all the days you missed, according to how many days of school you've missed. They take you out to on the side of the road picking up trash, or they'll take you out to these cemeteries and make you clean out the cemeteries, they make you pay some restitution to the city. So to the city of San Antonio, you would have to better it in some way, do something. So many hours of community to get back in school. Then if you mess, if you don't go again, it's again so many things that you have to do. Or you would have, you just get put out. You could just, back in my day, you had to at least be past the eighth grade before you could actually say, I quit. I don't want to go to school anymore. I quit school. I don't know what the age is now. I'm sure Ty probably know back in her day what it was then before you could just actually, too.
I said 17.
It's 17?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes 18, too, but sometimes they out, they're 16 until they're like 17 or 18.
Yeah. And then when they're like 24, they're trying to get back in school. But they see, oh, my God, I don't even have a high school diploma. I can't even get a job anywhere. Everybody keeps telling me I need a high school diploma. Or you can go back and get a GED. It's just so many things. It's just better to go in and hang it out. And then do kids even get excited about, whoa, I'm going to this college, I'm going to that college? Or they just can't wait to get out of high school? Yeah.
I know a lot of people know, like a lot of student athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have friends that have different, just a lot of variety of friends.
And it's kind of good because you get to meet different people when you do that, different types. People come from all kind of different places and things. Well, I've enjoyed speaking with you all tonight, and it's been wonderful. So let's take just a few minutes here and talk about next week. What topics, what's on your mind that you want to talk about? And I also have a couple questions, a couple things that I want to go to, and it's going to be more of a biblical relationship that we're going to talk about that I have for you. No, that's my book. We're not going to talk about the book. But it's some biblical things. How much knowledge do you have of the Bible? Yes? Any? You think, yeah? Okay.
Well, I have
Okay. That's very good, very good. I don't have, and I know Tatiana's not on, but trying to find my questions. I just wanted to run over some of the questions that I do have that we're going to be talking about and that I want you all to kind of do a little study. Do you have a Bible at home? Okay. James, what about you? So every Wednesday, I want you all to pack your Bibles and make sure you bring your Bibles with you when you come on Wednesdays, as we continue that growth and maturity that we're talking about. We're going to be continuing to do that also. Tatiana, where is the questions? Do you have, you know what, they're not here. And where? That's what they're not. They're actually over here. That's why I couldn't find them. So let's go to my folder over here. And as we wrap up a Bible trivia blog talk for us, some of our questions that we're going to be going over start with these group here. And I'm going to send these here to you all. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have, you see, they're multiple choice. But we're going to talk about them next week. I'm going to send them to you all. You're going to have the week to kind of go through your Bibles and find the answers, and then we'll talk about it next week. But I'm going to make it a little bit more easier, too. Right here, the first one says, who was the mother of Jesus? Oh, excuse me. Mary Magdalena, Martha, or Mary? And you all said Mary. And see, here I'm going to put the answer, wherever you can find the answer, I'm going to put it right here. I'm going to put that scripture out to the side here for you. So if you know the answer, fine, go ahead and mark your answer. But I'm also, you can check your answer by looking at the scripture I'm going to have sitting right here. So you're not going to have to go through the Bible and find the answers by yourself. You're just going to have to go to whatever scripture this is and find the answers, okay? All right, the second one says, which of these books is not in the New Testament? In the New Testament, the Old Testament is the Tanakh. So the Old Testament is Genesis, and which we're going to do that too. We're going to learn every one of the books of the Bible, starting with the Tanakh, the Old Testament. And which of these books is not in the New Testament? Judas, correct? Judas, correct. So in the New Testament, we have Revelation. That's the last book in the New Testament. Hold on. Not in the New Testament. I'm sorry. That's not right. Leviticus. I'm sorry. Leviticus is not in the New Testament. Leviticus is the third book in the Old Testament. So it is Leviticus. So we just missed that one together. So now we know we won't miss it anymore. So we'll remember that one. Leviticus is in the Old Testament, not the New Testament. And we're going to talk about the difference of the Old Testament that was under the law and the New Testament when Jesus Christ was here. And he is the law now, so we don't have to go by the law because we have Jesus Christ. But, yes, Leviticus is not in the New Testament. It is in the Old Testament. Philippians is also in the New Testament. I'm going to look over here because I do, it may not have it right over here, but I have some little things to give you that has all the books of the Bible listed. If it's not over there, I have to just get them because I do have this little bookmark that have the, and I may have them, I think they're put up because I sent those out to, I send gift packages out to my Sunday night international conference to those people. And I make sure I put those bookmarks in there. So I think they're put up. I have to get that for you. The third one says, what was Paul's name before he began following Christ? And so those are stories that we're going to talk about that you're going to be so excited because these stories are live, living, they're exciting. It's almost like it's Saul. Mm-hmm. So Saul. And we're going to talk about Saul and how God had to change his name because we was just talking about some of the things of how we change in our lives because of age and time, and so it's the same there. So we have a group of them here. I'm going to get them all together. I'm going to email them to your dad, and then your dad will make sure that you all get these. James, if you unlock that door too because your dad should be walking in any moment. And then your dad will make sure that you all get these questions, and then you all can just do the answers and email them back to me, bring them back to me Wednesday. You do have until next Wednesday to do it, but make sure you bring your Bibles. If you have a printer, you can just print them off and bring them with you. But we'll definitely take care of that. All right, James, any last words before we close off tonight? Okay. So our last words, Janelle?
Thank you for listening to me this one.
But we enjoyed our time here together. So most definitely for our caller, thank you for hanging in there with us. I'm going to expect you to start communicating, open up your line, speak to us. Whatever you have to say, we want to hear, but we're going to go forward. And we do have, this is our last word for tonight. So God bless you and keep you, and may you have a wonderful night. And God, everything that's important to you is important to God. So remember that. You can talk to God about anything, and he knows it all. He's just waiting on you to open your heart. So you don't have to keep anything from him. He's waiting for you to just give your all to him. So may God be with you, be with your family, until we meet again. All right. Good night.
Good night.